House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is March 2nd, 2016, the 18th day of the 20-day session. Today is the last day for third reading in the second house. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey here, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne excused, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker. 58 present, 2 excused.
The prayer for the day is offered by our own Representative Kinner.
Let us pray together. Our Father in heaven, in thanksgiving for this place we call Wyoming, for the seasons and their changes, for the mountains to the prairies, for the streams, rivers, and lakes, for the trees, grasses, and plants, for our wildlife, large and small, including the birds, fish, and all other creatures, for those who came before us and their many sacrifices, for this place to live, work, and play, for all our people, young and old, and for our families and friends, especially our children, for they are our future. For all this, we are eternally grateful. We now pray for your continued guidance and wisdom for this, the House of Representatives, and our staff, and as we remain your stewards and servants for those we will never know and a time we will never see in this wonderful place we call Wyoming. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball!
Today we would like to recognize our House clerical assistants. These 10 individuals arrive every morning before 7 a.m. to organize your desk for the day. Today is their last day for this session. I would like each of them to stand as I read their names. Yvonne Quintel. Pat Camillo. Lynn Davis. Sally Allen. Bob Jansen. Shirley Dickman. Janet Forsman. Esther Moore. Linda Thyarks. And Sherry Yokes. Thank you all for everything you've done for us. We really appreciate it. Representative Eklund.
Mr. Speaker, may I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Today I have a visitor out in the gallery. He is the youngest farmhand on the Eklund Hansen Ranch, and he's a pretty good pal of mine, my grandson Fletcher.
You want a privilege? Representative Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
Yeah, folks, in our gallery in the fish tank there, we have Mr. Hardigan's fifth grade class from Henderson Elementary. And I think that's the closest elementary to the Jonah Financial Center here, just down the street here.
The doctor of the day is Christina Beringer. Please welcome her to the House. Journal Committee report, please.
Your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 1st, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved, signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
We're at that order of business of request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. The first message for our consideration is message number 247 on House Bill 58, Chairman Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move message 247 to House Bill 58 and ask for your aye vote. And I reluctantly ask for your aye vote, but since they're kind of ornery over there, it's probably in our best interest to get this bill through and get it put to sleep. All they did is they pretty much left the bill alone, but the funds that are generated potentially in the future out of this from penalties, instead of flowing into the victim's compensation fund, will flow into the public school fund, which is also a good use, but while they have plenty of money, we're giving them a little bit more with this amendment. So I ask for your aye vote. Vote aye.
Is there any discussion? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 58. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne excused, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused, Mr. Speaker. Nicholas. Nicholas excused. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 6 no, 3 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 58. The next message for our consideration is message number 248 on House Bill 74, Representative Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move message 248 on House Bill 74, which is the upper payment limit program for nursing homes. And what the other side done was deleted a sentence in a paragraph and replaced it with a different sentence that said exactly the same thing. It really doesn't change anything in the bill, just makes it a little clearer, but so be it. So I'd encourage your aye vote.
Is there any discussion? We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 74. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds. Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
nope.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Harvey, aye. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne excused, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused, Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Winters, aye to no. Byrd, no to aye. Are there any other changes? Steinmetz, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 43 aye, 15 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 74. The next message for our consideration is message number 250 on House Bill 77, Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on message 250 to House Bill 77 and would ask you to vote aye. What our colleagues down the hall did is delete the new language of what electronic transmission means and just put a new definition in the article that says electronic means relating to technology having electrical, digital, magnetic, wireless, optical, electromagnetic, or similar capabilities. I guess they were just trying to shorten our statutes. They also did find a good fix on page 2, line 14, where we had the word county, and it should have said department, because if you look at the beginning of that title, it is talking about the responsibilities of the department, not of the county as a whole. And so that was actually a good catch. I'd stand for any questions, but would ask you to vote aye.
Mr. Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have a question. That last change that you talked about, as I read the changes on the prior page, the only language I see on page 2, line 14, is new language. On that first page of the concurrence, we've deleted all the new language, and then we've changed that very same new language on page 2, line 14 on the next page, at least as I read it. And so it seems like there's an error in the concurrence request.
It says through 14, doesn't it? But it should say through 11. I think he's right.
So, Chairman Zwanitz or Dan?
And Mr. Speaker, I...
If you need a minute, you can have it.
I'm going to come consult with the chief clerk real fast.
Yeah, please do. Representative Stubson, or Stubson, Summers.
Mr. Speaker, thank you.
Sorry for the misidentification there. Robert.
Yeah, I'm not quite that young or good looking, I expect.
We could all agree on both of them.
Mr. Speaker, I think what happened there is in the standing in committee, the standing committee amendment replaced county with department. And then when they went in and made the other fix, they were able to delete that because they delete all of it. And so it was there was no necessity to replace county with department because when they went in and made that cleanup on electronic, they take that whole piece out.
Chairman Zwanitz or Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And that is completely correct. I probably think there's a drafting error when they did this. They should have caught that down in the other body. But I don't think it hurts at all to vote yes because the amendment, I assume, is first, would take out the amendment on the second page. You couldn't put it back in. I might need to ask for a quick break just to make sure I have a – I don't even need a rules committee. I just need an attorney to tell me that's okay before I ask everybody to vote aye, if we could have another quick recess.
We can have – it's not a recess, or but quick. I'll give you a minute if you want to duck around the corner. Chairman Zwanzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I hope I'm still on my second time. I just took a really long breath there. But it is agreeable that this is how it is drafted. They have to list all the amendments in the other body, even though it's new to me after 10 years. And so the language does work, and I would continue to ask for your aye vote.
We're voting on a motion to concur on House Bill 77. Majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay, aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton, Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne excused, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 2 excused.
By your vote, you voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 77. We're now on that order of business of adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first joint conference committee report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 36. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move Joint Conference Committee report number 1 to Senate File 36 and ask for your aye vote. Ladies and gentlemen, as you may remember, we had made some what we thought were technical changes in this to better reflect what we thought the Senate was trying to do in their language. And as we sat down, we realized that we didn't have a real good understanding of what they were doing, which sort of confirms how bad the language was to begin with. But we did come up with a good compromise, I think, that actually strengthens the bill better than it came out of that side and better than it came out of this side. And we just add language to make sure that they, irrespective of whether the LLC is a single member or multi-member, you do the analysis the same way for piercing the veil. And then the other change we made is clarifying that one of the intrinsic aspects of the LLC is its ability to elect treatment as a disregarded pass-through entity for tax purposes rather than just the treatment. So just some cleanup language. I think it's a clearer bill, and I'd ask for your aye vote if there's no questions.
We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 36. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Edwards. Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, aye. Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim, Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 36. The next Joint Conference Committee report for our consideration is the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 42, Chairman Zwanitzer Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move adoption of Joint Conference Committee report number 1 on Senate File 42 and ask for your favorable vote. This is on that Occupational Therapy Practice Act. And what the amendment really deals with and the problem with the other body is in the matter of unprofessional conduct, they added a statute that deals with substance abuse. And so at the time, their amendment put us out of compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act. And so we attempted to fix that in our body. We had a third reading amendment that I brought at the behest of the executive branch attorneys to fix that. Our good colleagues down the hall didn't, while not holding a law degree, sometimes believes he has a law degree and didn't want to cede to the legal position of the executive branch. And so what we've done is actually combined both. And so let me read the whole sentence how it's going to read. We actually receded from ours, and we've agreed to have a combination of both. So this is under unprofessional conduct, and it says you meet unprofessional conduct if you're diagnosed with substance abuse as defined by 35.1613A8, or the use of a substance as defined by 35.1613A7, which impairs your ability to safely provide occupational therapy. And so what this is discussing is if you were had a former substance abuse problem and you were diagnosed with substance abuse, they can't prevent you from doing your job if you're recovering or if you're not currently under the influence of any substance, because that's treated as a protected category under the ADA. So what we've done now is kept that in, but we've also said, hey, if you are currently under the use of a substance, and substance is defined as drugs or other intoxicant, or alcohol or other intoxicant, that's also unprofessional conduct. So if you show up to your job while intoxicated, that would also qualify. So we've kind of come... We've saved the ADA exemption to keep us in compliance with the federal act, while also saying, you know, if you actually are under the influence while at work, while practicing this craft, that's unprofessional conduct. Otherwise, you're okay, and it's not unprofessional conduct. I'd be happy to answer any more questions on that if I could, but otherwise would ask for your aye vote.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I'm a little confused by this. So we're keeping the language there on page 7. I'm looking at the engrossed bill, page 7, line 7, where it says, we're talking about unprofessional conduct. So being diagnosed with substance abuse, as defined by the statute, or the use of a substance as defined by the statute listed, that impairs a person's ability to safely provide occupational therapy. And I'm trying to, I don't know, the way that I'm reading this is that if you, the second part of this on our report here, or the use of a substance as defined by the statute that impairs a person's ability to safely provide occupational therapy, I'm fine with. I think that's good. But I don't really see how the first part, keeping the being diagnosed with a substance abuse as a fine, there almost needs to be something that says being diagnosed with substance abuse as defined by statute that impairs ability, that impairs a person's ability to safely provide occupational therapy, or the use of a substance as defined by the statute that impairs a person's ability to safely provide occupational therapy. So it gives me a little heartburn, and I don't, you know, maybe I'm just reading into that a little too much, but I guess at this point, I'm uncomfortable with that. And so I think I'm going to vote no unless I hear something different.
Anyone else? Chairman Swanser, do you have anything else to say?
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm not exactly sure how to answer the question there, but I would say this is legal language that was brought to us by the executive branch saying we were out of compliance with the newly revised ADA. I remember in my last couple of terms we've had this problem two other times when it comes to substance abuse and what is and what isn't a protected classification. And so while I thought I was on pretty firm ground and the House was when we went into this saying, you know, this is what the law says and this is what we do in other practice acts, I couldn't get the other body to agree to such, and so we said, you know, it's not going to hurt anything if we used an or, and it could be either one. And so we protected the House position. The Senate feels they protected their position, and I think it's a good compromise. It doesn't hurt the bill and moves it forward.
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just ask the good fellow from Laramie County, I'm not sure, as you explained it, if you were diagnosed with substance abuse, do you have to then be under the influence or come to work, perform services on the influence before it kicks in, or can the diagnosis itself be grounds for any type of discipline? And I just raise that question because I've been through this issue a couple times on some other professional boards, and actually I have a district court decision that says that it's discrimination to go against anybody if just on the sole basis of any type of a substance abuse if it doesn't materially somehow interfere with their job performance duties. So if you could just clarify that for me, please.
Chairman Swanser Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and that is exactly right, and that's the exact thing I heard from our good friends in the other branch of government who said we had to fix the statute to protect that classification. That idea did not go so well down the hall. So at the end of the discussion, that's why we put an or. I like to argue with attorneys. I didn't know quite how to argue with a good chairman down the hall who even isn't an attorney, but he said that this is how it should read because he'd done other practice acts in this area, and that was the language he wanted in, and I thought it was a compromise position to come to the use of the word or. But I do completely agree with the former speaker, and it has been an issue we've been dealing with in several practice acts and several lawsuits, and I think that's why the executive branch was sensitive to the language to make sure we didn't have any problems. But they kind of agreed as long as we didn't delete our amendment in the House and keep seven in, that we could have an or, and then it just leaves it up to the board to decide how they want to use unprofessional conduct. So that was a compromise we came to. I wouldn't say it was a loss for the House or a win for us, but it was a compromise position against the other body, and from what I've been told, it meets the necessity of keeping the correct statute in our provisions to stay in compliance with the federal law.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a question on the definition in 351613AVII. In statute, it says substance means alcoholic beverages and other drugs. And so I just wonder, does that apply to prescription drugs? What if someone is on a pain medication? Are we opening that up as well? Thank you very much.
So as
Representative Nicholas.
Thank you. Folks, I would encourage an aye vote on this. And I think that maybe we could put together and go back and have a much more detailed conversation about this. I'm sorry, a no vote. And because we certainly do not want to create, number one, grant powers to the board that are above and beyond their legal duties and are going to incur constitutional wrath of the courts, which literally I've just been through about 6 months ago on this exact same issue. And that I think that particular case is going to the Supreme Court on appeal, but the whole concept was merely with a diagnosis of substance abuse, and you may recall that diagnosis is basically it's a disease, So you could have had it 15 years ago. And then, if, for example, if you get a DUI on a weekend because you fell off the wagon or you went to the Frontier Days and had nothing to do with your job performance, then they can use that as disciplinary grounds to take away your license, even though it had no effect whatsoever on your ability to practice either as a nurse or as an archaeotherapist or as a doctor or anything. So I think that we ought to stand our ground or at least figure out a little bit more to make sure that we're on solid ground before we move forward with it.
Chairman Zwanister Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And now I think the former speaker is reading into it a bit too much. If you read the amendment of language we came up with, the use of that substance has to impair your ability to safely provide occupational therapy. And that would be the present tense of it. So if you had an alcohol incident on the weekend, they can't use that against you, nor can they use against you that you formerly had a substance abuse problem that's no longer affecting you, but it does cause you to need a reasonable accommodation, I think is, I'm trying to use the correct terminology here. So I think it covers both ends and it doesn't catch anybody in the middle. But that was kind of the impetus for redoing this practice act and updating it, was trying to bring it up to other practice acts with what is unprofessional conduct. This is the language, and we went through a couple other statutes that we're using now on substance abuse issues to stay in compliance, and it's in our other practice acts. So I think we took care of the problem. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to solve by having another concurrence on it, but if the other speaker thinks that we can fix it, I guess I would ask him how he thinks we're going to do that. But I think it came to a good compromise. So I would still ask you to vote yes, but if the body feels that we can get a better, stronger position, vote your conscience.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker. On and against. The current language, it creates some ambiguity, and it needs to be tightened up. So I'm not going to say all the things that the former speaker, former two speakers said, but vote no. Thank you.
We're voting on the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 42. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker. Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
no.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
no.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem, Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Escabel,
no.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer, Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey, Harvey I, Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
no.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
no.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz, Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, excused, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave, excused, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 21 aye, 37 no, 2 excused.
By your vote, you have failed to adopt the Joint Conference Committee report on Senate File 42.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Escabel, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Yes, please.
We have the other half of the fifth grade class back here in the fishbowl from Henderson Elementary. Ms. Decker's fifth grade class.
Hey.
We're now on that order of business of bills on third and final passage. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's been a little bit of shuffling, so I want everyone to get out your desk sheets that have the third reading consent list and your regular list. And I will run down the consent list, which I move, third reading consent list. And they are as follows. Senate File 6, 39, 52, 53, 60, 61, 70, 72, 74, 76, 81, 88, 94, 99, 100, and 101. And while you have your paperwork out, Mr. Speaker, I would then review with you the third reading list of regular bills.
Wait. Hang on. Before you do that, Madam Majority Floor Leader, Senate File 72 has to come off the consent list.
All right.
It's on the regular list. So let's hold up on the regular list. So Senate File 72 is off the consent list. Does anyone wish to have any other bills removed from the consent list?
Just a second.
Representative Larson.
Mr. Chair, I request move 88 off the consent list.
88 is off the consent list. I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear. And it is on the regular list as well. Does anyone wish to have any other bills removed? Okay, so just to review and make sure we're on the same page, the bills on the consent list are Senate File 6, 39, 52, 53, 60, 61, 70, 74, 76, 81, 94, 99, 100, and 101. The reading clerk will read the bills.
Senate File 6 from Senator Ross, an act relating to the judiciary, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 39 from Minerals, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities, cease and transfer projects, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 52, an act relating to state symbols from Senator Driscoll, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 53, from Natural Resources, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 60, from Labor, an act relating to public health and safety, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 61, from Labor, an act relating to labor and employment, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 70, from Senator Burns, an act relating to motor vehicles, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 74, from Hastert, an act relating to mines and minerals, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 76, from Senator Hicks, an act relating to trade and commerce, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 81, from Senator Rothfuss, an act relating to school capital construction, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 94, from Senator Meyer, an act relating to payments for educational services, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 99, from Senator Dockstader, an act relating to special districts, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 100, from Representative Dockstader, an act relating to special districts, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Senate File 101, from Senator Burns, an act relating to public health, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey. Aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings. Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen. Pinnell. Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne excused. Walters.
Aye.
Oh, Walters. Throne.
Aye.
Thank you. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave. Excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 6, are there any changes? Greer, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Baldwin, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Miller, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 40 aye, 19 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 39, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 52, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Stubson, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 20 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 53, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Winters, aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 18 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 60, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 61, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 70, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Edwards, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 74, are there any changes? Stubson, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Larson, Dan, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 44 aye, 15 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 76, are there any changes? Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Schwartz, aye to no. Conley, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Petroff, aye to no. Dayton, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 52 aye, 7 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 81, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Harshman, aye to no. Larson, Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 10 no, 1 excused. As to Senate File 94, are there any changes? Are there any changes? Berger? Oh, are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 99, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 100, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As to Senate File 101, are there any changes? Pennell, aye to no. Pelkey? No. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate Files 6, 39, 52, 53, 60, 61, 70, 74, 76, 81, 94, 99, 100, and 101 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of regular reading of bills on third and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 18. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 18 from Senator Peterson, an act relating to capital construction, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I respectfully withdraw the amendment.
Third reading amendment number one has been withdrawn. Senate File 18. Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker. Aye. Baldwin. Aye. Barlow. Aye. Berger. Blackburn. Aye. Blake. Aye. Burkhart. Aye. Byrd. Aye. Campbell. Aye. Kennedy. Aye. Clem. Aye. Connolly. Aye. Dayton. Aye. Edmonds. Aye. Edwards. Aye. Eklund. Aye. Escobel. Aye. Freeman. Aye. Gay. Greer, Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings. Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Helke.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne. Throne excused. Walters.
Aye.
Wilson. Wilson. Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave. Excused. Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Senate File 18. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 18 has passed the House. The next file for our consideration. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Speaker, but Senate File 58 needs to be moved down to the last one, which is Senate File 14. So right above Senate File 14, the second to last bill will be Senate File 58. They're waiting for an amendment.
58 or 68?
58. Do you already have 58 down?
58 is right above...
14?
14 right now.
Okay, just making sure. Great.
Are we not working on the same list?
I just had information that... So, no, and that's, Mr. Speaker, that's the other thing. I would like for you to repeat the list of the regular reading to the body because they don't have the same list.
Was this information from reliable sources?
I think so, Mr. Speaker. They're members of the House.
Oh, well, they are per se reliable then. Okay, so the list that I have on third reading regular, Senate File 18 we just did. Then it goes Senate File 68, Senate File 72, Senate File 73, Senate File 88, Senate File 91, Senate File 92 is the only one that doesn't have an amendment yet, but opportunities are still open. Senate File 95, Senate File 97, Senate File 58, and Senate File 14. Now, the next bill for our consideration is Senate File 68. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 68 from Appropriations, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. There are amendments, I believe. And neither one of the amenders seems to be on the floor.
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chairman Madden. That was bad. Chairman Madden, please.
After I recover my ego problem. thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move third reading amendment number one to the substitute bill of Senate File 68, and I'll explain what it's about. And I've got, you'll see that I have two bills, and or two amendments that I can kind of compare them at what they do. The first amendment, folks, here's what it does. First thing you should do is open up your budget book, House Bill 1, to page 110. Okay? And I'll tell you right at the outset, what this will do is it will take away, first of all, number one, it puts in two quarters worth of the 1% diversion that normally goes into the permanent fund in calendar year 2016 and puts them in the general fund, okay? And that's what you see in lines 8 to 16, okay? The next thing it does if you look at, if you're still looking on page 110, it has a Romanet 1 and Romanet 2 over here, I and II. And what that does under line 20 is it removes that, okay? Those are repealed. And this was something that was added last year in the session to divert permanent money for 50% of the permanent mineral trust fund went into the trust, and then the other 50% went into the trust fund reserve, okay? So that would stop that by repealing it. And then for the next biennium, the 1% diversion would continue flowing into the permanent mineral trust fund, okay? Because we found that we don't need that money for this upcoming biennium. It seems to me that that's a reasonable alternative. Now, if that doesn't seem reasonable to you, then, you know, we'll talk about what happens in the Second Amendment, which is a light version of this. But again, all it does is it keeps two quarters worth, about $50 million, going into the general fund beginning from March of 2016 until July 1 of 2016. And then it stops it from being going into the account that we've set up on page 110 of the budget bill, and it will flow right into the permanent fund. And that's all there is to it. Be glad to answer your questions if you have them.
Representative Greer, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not really opposed to this because we had taken part of that 1% diversion. We're using that for guarantees, which had obligated it. And then we changed that. So that those funds weren't obligated, so now they're sitting there. And so I personally would just go ahead and save them for our grandchildren, have them flow into the permanent mineral trust fund. Well, the question I have is, we're also guaranteeing the budget reserve out of those dollars. And I'd also point out that, you know, there was a tremendous amount of criticism last fall of us tipping funds over in a budget crisis situation. So, you know, the saver in me says, hey, yeah, this is great, but if I recall our budget correctly, we've got our budget reserve amount could very well be coming from these funds if things continue to go the wrong direction. So I'd just like to get an answer on that.
Representative Conley, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in favor of the amendment but against the bill. Friends, what this does is it captures that 1% statutory diversion and makes sure it stays in the permanent Wyoming Mineral Trust Fund where it will get more interest. If you remember what we did yesterday, is that we now have the capital construction guarantee being out of the LISRA rather than here. And so it's a better place for it to stay where it can get more interest. But in all honesty, I think that what we're doing is we're putting some lipstick and blush and eyeliner on that proverbial farm animal. And so while I appreciate the good revenue chairman doing so, I think ultimately that this bill is not needed nor ready for prime time.
Representative Klein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against. I like the idea. Excuse me. I like the idea of diverting that 1%, at least for now, and keeping it where it's accessible to find out what our needs are going to be this next biennium. I mean, which one of us really knows what's going to happen and what our revenue picture is going to be like in 2 years? And the fact of the matter is we really don't know, but it looks dismal right now. That being said, this biennium, the one that we budgeted for, there was a shortfall in the education revenue to the tune of, what was it, $475 million. And that came out of the permanent land funds holding account. I think the balance now is around $70-some million. That doesn't include CapCon, which we took from the LSRA. You know, if you think about it, during this whole budget cycle, we really took around $700 million of state savings in one form or another to make our budget work, and that was this biennium. And so you fast forward to another 2 years, and what does that picture look like? Now, again, if it's rosy and we have nothing to worry about, hey, we can tip those funds and it goes back into the permanent trust fund. But keep in mind, once those funds tip into that permanent mineral trust fund, we cannot touch the corpus. We can't go back and take that money out. All that we can use is the interest and the dividends created off the thing. So I think it's wise right now to hang on to that money, to have that extra cash in case we need it. And if we don't, then let's tip it. But if we do need it, then it's accessible. So on and against the amendment.
Chairman Horstman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against, I would tell the members that basically line 8 through 16, and it already says that this money is going to the general fund. That's how we balance the $200 million shortfall for this current biennium. And so really, that's already happening. I mean, that's in the budget bill. You can read it on the subparagraph one, it talks, says right in the general fund, if you're on page 110. The rest of this, though, and I would like to echo what the good representative from the Campbell County just said at the mic. Unless we have a rebound, I mean, this could get worse. We could have a rebound, it could get better. But I would just say that by saving this 1% statutory, and again, I was the guy that sold the 4x10 plan back in the day. I mean, nobody's championed saving this harder than I have. But let's just talk about what was brought up, the good representative from Albany, about the return and more return. That's a moot point. If you look from July to September, there's actually a better return in the pooled interest rate than there is in the permanent mineral trust. And you look over 10 years, there's a 1% difference. And so let's don't even talk about that, but let's talk about really, I think, planning for the future. And it's been referenced that this is our last lifeline. I would submit it is not our last lifeline. The last lifeline is raising taxes. And I think you go through all these exercises of cutting programs, reducing the budget, redirecting revenue streams. This is one of those. Before you raise tax, spending down your savings, I don't think the people of Wyoming are going to go, the people we represent, I don't think this floor would go for raising taxes until we have, number one, spent down our rainy day fund, and number two, until we've redirected these revenue streams like we did in the last downturn. And to say that, and again, with this 1%, this is what happens. We save 37% of the severance. And I've argued just the opposite all these years. We're spending over 60% of the severance right now. But by pulling back the 1%, we'll only save the constitutional permanently, and that's about 23% of the severance. So, and again, it's not like it's just $200 million plops in there the day we leave. It's about $25 million a quarter. And so this, what we call, you know, is being referenced as lost opportunity and income is not real. I don't buy that argument. I think we got to hold this back to really wait and see what happens. And I'm doing the long approach to what the representative from Campbell County said in about five sentences, so I'm going to shut it down here. But this is really playing financial roulette by just saying we're not going to hold this back and look at it. I don't think it's a responsible thing to do, and we're going to have to look at this on the school side as well. And if it turns around and revenue projections change, we'll be the first people to save it. There's no doubt about it. And there won't be any opportunity lost from any income. It'll be very small compared to the risks that we take of not having the second to the last lifeline available. Because remember, the last lifeline will be raising taxes to meet these basic needs. And that'll be a tough sell. So on and against. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for the second time before the sponsor? Chairman Madden. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh. Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be brief on this. You know, I heard this bill called, you know, if you don't like this bill, vote against it.
I mean, here's the deal. I'm confused. I'm absolutely confused. Because I heard all last fall, hey, we pushed money over into savings. This was the message. We pushed money into savings when we have a shortfall. What are we doing? That was the message that was out there. Okay? What I've heard since I've been here is, oh my goodness, JC's got too much power. We don't have any policies and statutes. We don't have this stuff in statute that they're doing. That's what this bill was. And this bill is ready for prime time. We went through, we looked at the issues on what we need to do in budgeting to have the roadmap and the policies put in place. That's why we worked on this. If you don't like it, don't vote for it. Yeah, we'll go back to the way it was. Excuse me. We'll go back to the way it was before.
Anyone else for their second time before the sponsor? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you very much for the discussion. It just boils down to how much, how risky you think it is to let that 2% flow in, or 1% flow into the permanent fund over the next biennium. The other part of it's the same as what was in House Bill 1. But it's up to you. If you don't like this one, I know you're going to like the next one, and we'll talk about that one.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 68. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
They didn't like it.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 has failed. We're on third reading amendment number 2. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading of amendment number 2 to House substitute bill of Senate File 68. And I'll just simply explain it. If you go to page 6 of the substitute bill, okay, what this does is it creates the 1% severance tax account, okay? But the problem I have with it creates it forever, all right? Now, if you go to page 110, okay, we create that account in House Bill 1, okay? That means that during the next biennium, that account exists for the purposes of holding this money, holding this 1% into this account and withholding it from the permanent fund. And that's what you just didn't like from the last vote. But this lets it go, but it stops it 2 years from now so we can come back and talk about whether we want to have another Section 325 in the next biennium, or whether we don't have to. All I want to do is take the permanency out of that severance tax account, back it up to the same length of time as the biennium that we're working on right now lasts. And I think this is pretty much in line with what the representative from House District 31 was talking about a little bit ago. Next, 2 years from now, we might say, you know, things are going good. We'll just let her go in back into the permanent fund and won't have to do a thing because Section 325 wouldn't be needed. On the other hand, if we say things are still tough, we can put 325 back in the budget year or budget bill 2 years from now. And I would urge your adoption of this one. I just don't think we ought to set up that account permanently, even through good times and bad times, because the only way you can change it is you have to have a bill to change that, to delete 9-4 to 221.
Representative Clem, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I'm hearing this correctly, then what this amendment does is it just simply says that we're going to allow this account to survive for 2 years. And then after that, we're going to reexamine. I like that approach, on and in four.
Chairman Horstman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just if you look at the substitute bill on page 6, and it says this is an empty account. And what we're trying to do, and if you read the memo by LSO on really the most exhaustive memo, it's 30-some pages on budget practices through the history of our state. And so we're trying to respond to the criticisms of our budget process And it's, there's a specific about a page and a half for specifically about the 1% severance. And it, and looking on past practice and what the AG opinions, that we can divert the 1% in the budget. That's why we did it. And then it goes on to further say in that memo, but it suggests that we, if we do do that, we should have a specific purpose for it, not just to divert it into an account and hold it. And so our specific purpose in this budget was to back up the SIPA and to back up the statutory reserve. Again, the whole idea was to hang on to our cash in the LSRA the best we could and preparing for the long haul drawdown on that. And so that was our purpose. But we also, that's why we brought it in this bill, that if future legislators need to do that, it should be one of the tools in the toolbox. But if you look on page 6, and it's on page, on line 12, actually line 11, funds shall be directed to the account as provided by the legislature. It's going to take 31 votes and 16 down the hall to do anything with this. And the next sentence says, funds within the account shall only be expended by legislative appropriation. So we're, I mean, just like we did in the budget, we're going to have to approve putting it in there, and then we're going to have to approve spending it. And if it's ever used, but this is one of the tools. And again, I kind of go back to my co-appropriations member from Washakie. This bill was brought because of what we heard all last year. Hey, JAC has got too much power. We want more members involved in the process. These tools that you're using to budget are not necessarily, there's an argument that we make that it is not part of the ongoing operations of government. And so if you read that memo, it starts, I think it's pretty clear, and so we've tried to respond to that. And so that's why you see this empty account created now in statute. And who knows what, you know, 20 years from now, we might be in another downturn. The legislature needs to do that again, and there won't be all this wrangling about whether this is a tool or not. And that's the whole idea. But, again, we can just keep doing it in the budget and keep adding these sections, I think, if that's what the body prefers. So on and against. Thank you.
Representative Wilson, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the bill and also for the amendment, last fall I was at a committee meeting and there was a presentation from a group that had done an assessment of where we were at with the permanent fund, and they talked about intergenerational equity, the idea that what we've done by setting up the permanent fund is to set up a system so that future generations will have essentially the same benefit from our state's resources as we do. And they said that right now we were on target to have a 58% chance of meeting that 50 years out. Now, to me, 58% chance seemed very small. I mean, I wouldn't bet on a 58%, but they seemed to think that that was good. And then I raised my hand and I said, and so does that 58% chance of meeting that include the 1% or not? And they said that was with the 1% diversion. So I'm in favor of this amendment because the previous speaker did say that he pointed out the things in the bill that said where we have to appropriate it and we have to do this and that. And I agree that it's got a belt and suspenders approach, but I think for the benefit of future generations, we should make it as absolutely hard as possible to use the 1% and not only have a belt and suspenders, but also a staple gun and a duct tape. So I'm in favor of the amendment and in favor of the bill.
Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. In favor of the amendment, still undecided on the bill. And I really like this amendment so much you saw my name on it yesterday before I withdrew it, and I apologize to the current sponsor of the amendment for not discussing it with him before I withdrew it. But you know why I like this? We get charged a lot, at least in my community, of having too many coffee cans in the legislature, and for whatever reason, that's what our newspaper calls them here in my county. And so I feel this sets up another coffee can in statute, and I don't understand the rush. I heard the good comments from the appropriations chairman, you know, that it that we are in different times and things are moving fast. And so that's why I say, hey, maybe this is important not to codify it right away. This can be a creature of the budget process for the next 2 years. And if we need it after that, we can put it in the next budget for the next biennium. We can put it in statute at that time. But I really don't see there's a rush to put this in statute now, right? We didn't put the SIPA and we didn't codify it on our statutes for its first 3 years. The LSRA, we didn't codify in our statutes for, I think, 8 years, maybe nine. You know, we kept these things around to make sure we knew what we wanted long term. And so I think it's a bit of a rush to just throw the 1%. I don't even like the title of it. Maybe that's partly my problem. It doesn't even have a cool title. It's called the 1% diversion. We're going to put that as a fund. But I think this is kind of moving too quick to codify this account. It's another account in statute. And like the good chairman of APROPE said, if we want it out of our statute someday, it's 31 votes here and 16 down the hall, and we have to go through a process to take it out. So while it's a new thing for a lot of us that we just heard about, you know, 4 months ago, before we go ahead and put it in statute, let's see if it works for the next year. Let's see if it's something we want long term down the road. But it seems a bit quick to just go ahead and put what my county calls another coffee can in our statutes that we're not totally sure what we're going to use it for on a long-term basis. I know what we're using it for this year. We've had a lot of debate if that's good or bad or indifferent, but that's what we're using it for this year. But long-term, you know, we had different ideas in mind for the SIPA when it started out until we got to where we are when we codified it and what it actually does now. And so as this body, you know, gets more experience and understanding and we have a long-term revenue picture, I think we're going to understand what this account should be used for and if it should have a different name or have a different purpose. But putting in statute right now seems a bit quick to me. So I would ask you to vote for the amendment.
Representative Burkhardt, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, just a couple things. If you look on page 6 on your bill and you start at page 10, that paragraph, this is some of the clearest, most direct language we have in any of our statutes. I mean, it is clear what this is. It doesn't have a fancy name that we can't figure out what the account is. It puts all of the funds going in there or coming out under the control of this body. And I've heard many of you say, gee, I wished I knew where the money was. I wished I knew what we do with it. This gives you control. This paragraph, as far as I'm concerned, leave it in. It gives you the knowledge and the control to handle these funds in the future, on and against the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not going to spend any more time on this. It's just very clear whether you think that we should have the conversation every budget year as to whether we save or not save, or whether you want to just put it on cruise control for ever and ever. You know, I'll just remind you that historically 25% of us won't be here 2 years from now, and another 25% of us will probably forget about this discussion we're having today. But I can guarantee you, if you pass this amendment, everybody, all 60 people, are going to have to go through this thought process by putting in Section 325 in the budget bill for what 19 and 20, okay, fiscal years 19 and 20. I just think that's a better way to do it. I hope you can support the amendment. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number 2 to Senate File 68. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 2 is passed. We're now on third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 68. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 68 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is kind of a repeat amendment. It doesn't change any spending policy or anything like that. It's just a transparency issue. So if you remember House Bill 48 that we passed out of this House earlier, that never got a fair hearing on the other side of the building, we're just adding that language. So on page 12, line 10, we're just inserting Section P. The governor shall make available monthly for public inspection information on the exercise of his authority under paragraph B, II, and V of this section and G of this section. So basically, we're just going to have him post his transfers and B-11s at the website so the public and all of us can have access to that information. Again, it's the same as House Bill 48 that we handily passed out of this body. And when I was reviewing this bill last night, I noticed that the statutes we were dealing with were the same. And so I just thought it would be a great amendment to this bill. Thank you, and I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Anyone for the first time? We're voting on Chairman Zwanister Dan.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I just figured someone else should talk on it. We did hear this in our committee and thought it was a good bill. Currently, what we have just in process is for every 3 months for the governor to give this. It's on SharePoint for us. But we did think it was a good idea that he could make it public. There was no fiscal or administrative impact, and there was some testimony that, you know, you could do it every month. And so certainly for the amendment, transparency is good.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't want to belabor this. I just want to strongly encourage you to vote aye. We've been criticized in the past for not having good transparency when it comes to state government, particularly with funds. And so I would really encourage you to pass this. This would be a good thing for Wyoming.
Anyone else for the first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number 3 to Senate File 68. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number 3 has passed. Senate File 68 having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker. Baker. Baldwin. Barlow. Barlow. Berger. Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Dayton.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Escobel.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Harvey, aye. Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik. Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup. Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave excused. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 27 no, 1 excused.
Senate File 68. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 68 has passed the House. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any committee announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you. May I have privilege of the floor?
Oh, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, so the majority party will be caucusing now. And then shortly after 12 o'clock, if any of you would like to take a Capitol tour and carpool, that would be great. They probably could handle about 20 people.
on the tour today, and then there's another tour upon our adjournment, so if you don't have any meetings, that would be another great opportunity to go. And then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., there is a tour scheduled also. All of the starting points are at room 1699 in the Hirschler Building. It's the auditorium in this atrium.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Ag Committee will hopefully meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow and listen to the Ag Issues team from the Laramie FFA. We've listened to these in the past, and I believe every one of these teams that has come to us and we've listened to and we've critiqued and they've practiced have won national convention. So it's their national contest at the national convention. So anyway, I think it'd be a good time to do something a little more fun than we usually do.
Chairman Larson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Joint Legislative Executive Task Force on the Department of Health Facilities will be holding a meeting tomorrow, March 3rd, at 12:15 p.m. in L-54 to consider interim tasks, meeting dates, and contracting procedures.
Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The minority party will be caucusing immediately on recess in Jonah 37. Lunch will be provided. It is an open meeting. Everybody is welcome. Those people, we'll try to keep the meeting short for those people who want to make the Jonah tour. Or the
Conference Committee on Senate File 40. Is Nicholas chairman, Baker, and Stubson. Chairman Horseman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Message really in reference to Senate Message 258, a report of the House conferees. The first conference committee is unable to agree on a report and requests that a second free committee be appointed. And that is in reference to House Bill 51.
Conference Committee, Second Conference Committee on House Bill 51 is Harshman Chairman, Greer, and Madden. You've heard the motion to recess until 2 o'clock. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no.